Grassy sandbur, sand spur, or stickers are all names for a weed that has likely caused problems in your lawn. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Grassy sandbur is an annual grassy weed that is found in a wide variety of grasses. It produces a spiny burr or sticker that often gets caught on our clothing or in our pet's fur. Here are some tips to rid your yard of this nuisance forever. Grassy sandbur will often invade thin lawns, especially in dry years. Therefore, the best control for this weed is a thick, healthy lawn. If your lawn is thin this spring and grassy sandbur was a problem last year, it would be a good idea to apply an herbicide. Use a pre-emergent herbicide before the sandbur comes up. Not all pre-emergent herbicides will be effective. The three products that can help minimize grassy sandbur are orazolin, pendimethalin, and prodiamine. Orazolin is the active chemical ingredient. It is sold under the trade name of Surfolin and Weed Impede. It can be used on all warm season grasses as well as tall fescue. It should not be used on cool season grasses other than tall fescue, such as Kentucky bluegrass. Apply orazolin about the middle of April or base your application on when the redbud trees are blooming in your area. Pendimethalin is sold as Scott's Halts. It can be found in many garden and hardware stores. Pendimethalin is best applied as a split application, with the first half being applied about April 15th and the second about June 1st. Alternately, you can make the first application when the redbud trees approach full bloom and then about 6 weeks later for the second application. Prodiamine is sold under the commercial name of Barricade. It is also the active ingredient in a number of homeowner products. It can be used on all of our common lawn grasses. Apply this product about the middle of April or again when the redbud trees approach full bloom. Only one application is needed per year. None of the weed preventers will give complete control, but each should help. Quinchloric, sold as Drive, can provide some post-emergent control, especially if the sandbur is in the seedling stage. Quinchloric is also found in a number of combination products that control both broadleaf weeds and crabgrass, such as one of the following: Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Control, Bayer All-in-One Lawn Weed and Crabgrass Killer, or Trimut Crabgrass plus Lawn Weed Killer. Remember that the best control against grassy sandburrs is a healthy, thick lawn. Make sure to fertilize your grass and follow recommended cultural practices. If you have any questions on weed control, contact your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!